In recent years, hospitals have cut working hours for physicians in training, but shifts still last at least 30 hours in most places. Until now, there's been little proof that long shifts cause medical errors. But a study in tomorrow's New England Journal of Medicine provides strong evidence that sleepy interns and residents do indeed make more mistakes. Rachel Gottbaum has this report.
Paul, call for me.
At the intensive care unit at the Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, medical resident Aaron Kesselheim is tending to a patient who is suffering from end-stage kidney disease.
Okay. You're getting better. Hopefully we'll get that tube out of your mouth soon.
Kesselheim is working a typical schedule for doctors in training. Every other day, he's on duty about 30 consecutive hours. The shift begins at 7 a.m. and finishes about 1 o'clock the following afternoon. Near the ICU is a small room with a single bed and a broken alarm clock, where residents and interns can sometimes sleep. Sometimes.
This is the senior resident call room. On a relatively quiet call night, I can probably get a couple hours. And on the busy call nights, I never see the bed.
Do you get tired?
Yeah, sure. By the next morning, because you've been on call then for about 24 hours, and overnight can be pretty busy. It's just the two of you, you and the intern. So by the next morning, yeah, you're normally pretty tired.
Kesselheim took part in a study that tracked two different schedules. For 3 weeks, each intern worked in the ICU on a traditional schedule of up to 30 consecutive hours, and then they worked another 3 weeks when their shifts were no longer than 16 hours at a time. Each intern had electrodes attached to their scalp to detect when they became sleepy and could no longer fully focus on their work. They were also observed by a team. Dr. Charles Zeisler is chief of sleep medicine at the hospital.
What we found measuring their brainwave patterns was that interns working in the intensive care unit on 30-hour shifts had twice the rate of attentional failures than did interns whose length of work was limited to 16 consecutive hours. We were looking for those moments when, despite their best efforts to stay awake, the brain seizes control and begins to make the transition into sleep. And that happens when sleep pressure is very, very high.
The interns who worked the longer hours made 36% more serious medical errors and 5.5 times as many diagnostic errors compared to those who worked the shorter shifts. Because hospitals now have sicker patients who require more complex technical care, doctors in training are often too busy to take naps during a shift. Zeisler says medical training needs to keep up with the times. Dr. Jeffrey Drazen agrees. Drazen is editor of the New England Journal of Medicine. He says patients should expect to be seen by a greater number of doctors if they want to receive safer care.
If you're in the hospital, you can have a choice between a doctor you know and a doctor who's awake. And traditionally, we've chosen the doctor you know. And these data show you're better off with a doctor who's awake.
But increasing the number of residents responsible for each patient worries some medical educators. They say doctors in training can only truly learn to treat disease by following a patient through an illness.
I think there is a larger issue here that goes beyond a very, very tired, sleep-deprived resident makes mistakes. And that has to do with the continuity of care.
Harvard professor Dr. Eugene Braunwald has written several textbooks used in the training of physicians. He says critical information can be lost when one doctor transfers care to another.
I think medicine shouldn't be shift work. I think that the medical profession should be thought of as a calling. Part of it not being a calling, part of it being a job, is the idea of you go off when the whistle blows at 5 p.m. And that's not the way it should be. You should go off when your patient is doing well and has stabilized.
Beginning next year, Brigham and Women's Hospital plans to reduce intern and resident schedules, a move that will require the hiring of additional staff. Other hospitals are expected to follow. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Gottbaum.